Welcome back, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio, to Faith in Action. It's a new show locally produced by Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. This airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I'm your host for today's show. And I want to thank my guest from the previous two segments, Mother Kateri Marie, from the Order of Discalced Carmelite Nuns here in Sioux City, long considered a blessing for the Diocese of Sioux City. And we know they keep us in our prayers, and that's so important. So now we're going to segue, because Mother Kateri Marie talked a lot about contemplative prayer and how we can center ourselves and really get into that. But for those of us who are very tactile, and we need something in our hands instead of just folding them, I have brought in a longtime friend of mine from the Shrine of the Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, and the Marian Center, which has many books, which is what we're going to talk about. So I want to welcome Terry Moran to the studio. Thank you so much for joining us today, Terry.
Joanne, what a joy to be here, and what a joy to have you back on the air. This is just grand. I mean, we have missed you, and your absence was not tolerated very well. So we're very grateful that you're back and on the air.
Oh, thank you for those kind words. You know, you always look for compliments, and not that I was fishing, but I do appreciate that. So, Terry, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Of course, because we all love to talk about ourselves, right?
Right.
But I was born and raised in the Philadelphia area and schooled by the Sisters of Mercy for high school and college. So I'm a born cradle Catholic, and in those days, I won't give my age, but, you know, it was quite a while ago. And those were wonderful glory days of the Catholic Church, when 40 hours devotions, May processions were all the center of your life. And so we have now evolved into us making our own Catholic centers. And I think this is wonderful. It has a place in our hearts, because with our prayer lives, we can develop our own prayer lives and not rely on anyone else to form us, although we do need that Catholic formation, and we are responsible for forming our consciences. So I'm very grateful to have been moved to Sioux City. My husband was an ophthalmologist and recruited to come here, and the first families we met here were the Wolpert family. So, of course, we were involved in the Queen of Peace with Father Cooper from the beginning. And we opened up in 1988 the Marian Center and built the building up there at Trinity Heights, and everything has evolved from then. And having this gift shop and bookstore has been such a great gift in my life, because it gives me the opportunity to evangelize to other people. There are many suffering souls out there, Joanne. They come in and you could look at them and see something is sad in their lives. They maybe have a terrible illness in their family. Many people have just maybe lost someone through cancer or stillborn babies. And when they come in, it's wonderful to just be able to steer them in the direction where maybe God is calling them to turn to Him and ask for solace and receive that humble prayer. And then the other part two of this is, now that we have a chapel, we can invite them to go over and even walk them over to the chapel, write your name or your loved one's name in this book of prayer that we have here, and go spend a few minutes with Jesus and talk to Him about what's hurting you and why you're so sad. And it's such a great grace to have Jesus right there on the grounds, on this very holy ground, and to help lead people to Him.
What was the thought process in having a Marian Center that had books and religious items in it? Because there's so many wonderful things out at the Shrine of Trinity Heights, Queen of Peace. I mean, there's the statues. There's the beautiful gardens. Listeners, if you get to Sioux City, really should take advantage of it. But what was the thought process of, you know, perhaps we need something like, well, I hate to call it a bookstore, because it's so much more than that.
It is, yeah. Well, thanks, Joanne, for asking that, because it's interesting how that started. Just a few months after we moved here, a good friend of ours from Springfield was visiting us, and it ended up that he was a very good friend of Dr. Wolpert, Dr. Paul Wolpert's, back in the day when they were in the Army together.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, hey, yeah, talk about 6 degrees from someone. So he said, and he was very, he had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother. And he saw what the Father Cooper and the Wolperts were doing up here at Queen of Peace. And he said, okay, I'll help you open a bookstore, because he opened a bookstore in Springfield, Illinois. He said, I'll help you open a bookstore. We found this little storefront down on Nebraska Street. And it was just a lending library, some rosaries, nothing very big. And they would visit us about 4 times a year. And he got more involved with the Queen of Peace. And he said, you know what? I'll build you a building up on those grounds if it's okay with the Queen of Peace board. And maybe that will bring more people to come to know what's going on up here. So in 90, Frank Audino built the building for us that we opened up in 90. And we've been up there now for over 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and people did come. And, of course, we had brochures to direct them to if they wanted to make any donations. And, of course, Beanie Cooper, the first director, always said, your parish comes first. You just give us your leftovers. And over the years, people have been very generous with their leftovers.
Very generous.
Yes, and we still, Terry Haggerty, our executive director, has carried that that mantle. He says, yes, you always contribute to your parishes first. And we've been blessed because we have so much support from our local priests and all the dioceses and from our parishes.
Yeah, and because the entire grounds are a shrine, which that in and of itself was joyful news. I covered that in my journalistic career.
Oh, my gosh, Joanne, you were fabulous in covering it, yes.
It was jaw-dropping, you know, to have that happen. But with the shrine notation, then there's a rector of the shrine.
Yes, our Father David Heeman is our rector, and we are so blessed to have him. So on the spiritual level, we don't move an inch without consulting him, you know, and then Terry Haggerty has a very close relationship with Bishop Nicholas. And so we just want to make sure we're always on the same page as Bishop Nicholas and the diocese, that we're not overstepping our bounds. And really, I think, Joanne, where we are now, I think we have reached the end of whatever we're going to build, although we do have in the back of our minds, and our KFHC listeners, we do want to expand the chapel.
Sure.
Because we have so many buses coming up now. And just the other day, we had 50 people in the chapel.
Oh, then it's cozy, listeners.
It's very cozy, yes. Well, after we were finally able to have Mass after COVID, you know, broke open, and we had to have it in the Marian Center in the meeting room for the social distancing. So we would like to add enough seating so that we can seat 100 people. It's not going to be anything expansive. They just want to build a few feet out so we can accommodate more people without overcrowding.
Mm-hmm. Great. And we look forward to hearing news from that. So,
well, Terry Haggerty will keep you posted on that.
Yes, he most definitely will. Yeah. So we have digressed just a tad from the theme of this show, which is prayer. And I mentioned to the listeners, you know, that I'm very tactile. I love to touch books. That is my sense, my strongest sense. So let's talk a little bit, Terry, about people who come in and they buy prayer books or missalettes or devotionals. What kinds of things are they looking for when they ask, hey, you know what, I'd really like a prayer book?
All right, so for the prayer book, Joanne, there are various prayer books that are very comprehensive, and they have litanies in them. They have the order of the Mass, not necessarily the readings of the Mass, but the order of the Mass. They have devotionals, whatever saint you're devoted to. And one of my favorite is the St. Joseph People's Prayer Book. And to digress just a little bit, you know how difficult it is to buy for men. You know, they only need so many ties. Mm-hmm. This is the best gift for men, and I do recommend it. Men and women use it, but it's a beautiful cover, and men like to pray too. And mm-hmm. So they can have this very comprehensive prayer book, put it by their chair, right next to the remote control.
Sure.
And then see what they want to pick up first, the remote or the prayer book. So they come in looking for specific prayer books like that are very comprehensive. Then we also have, do you have anything to St. Teresa the Little Flower? Mm. Do you have a Divine Mercy? Do you have, you know, they have very special devotions. And there are specific prayer books just for those specific saints or devotions that they have.
Okay. Do they also sometimes, you said some people come in and you can see that they are suffering, perhaps they're struggling with a crisis in their lives. Do they also ask for specific things like, really, you know, my loved one has a debilitating disease of some sort. God, could you give me some direction?
You know what, Joanne? That's probably who comes in the most.
Okay.
Because there is so much out there with cancer or MS or Alzheimer's. There are just more and more coming in for Alzheimer's. And so we do have just three different spinners of holy cards, laminated holy cards, because some people, they don't have the time to sit down and do a whole five-page litany of something. So we give them a holy card, maybe to St. Peregrine, the patron saint of cancer, St. Nicholas, the patron saint of children. And we also do have small prayer books that are, you know, maybe 10 pages, and it has different prayers in it that they could go to.
Okay. Well, listeners, as you know, if you have followed our program at all, we always take a short break to give a shout out to our underwriters and do some public service announcements. But we have a lot more on prayer, and we sure hope you stay tuned because we will be right back.